manager.
I want to speak this morning to the folks that I have the privilege of ministering to as pastor of McClenny Primitive Baptist Church. And I want to speak to the folks that have joined us by way of broadcast. Some of them are our members, some of them are not our members. But the things that I want to share with you belong to, they are truths that belong to all of God's people. And they're matters that deal with the present circumstances that our nation finds itself in. So I hope that you will prayerfully consider these very carefully chosen words, and I will reflect and refer to them with you. It appears that former Vice President Joe Biden will become the 46th President of the United States of America unless President Trump's legal challenges about the counting of votes in several states, unless they are followed through on by courts. So for millions of Christians across our nation, it's a very bitter pill to swallow. And I will state without qualification that President Trump's strong policies on the sanctity of life, his view of traditional Bible-centered families and religious liberty in our nation seemed to me to be a better path for our nation going forward than those represented by his challenger. And so many Christians in America today are asking, what is God doing in this outcome? And why would he allow this to occur? And the first thing I want to tell God's people is that it's not out of control. And it's not out of God's hands. In Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21, Daniel says very clearly that God appoints times and seasons. It's in his hands. And then he says, he sets up kings and he brings down kings. So, listen to me very carefully. Human governments and rulers change at God's decree and design. They do. And thank God our faith and our salvation does not rest in any human ruler, but in the ruler of rulers and in the King of Kings. And we have to remember that even though the occupant of the White House may change, the occupant of the throne in heaven has not changed. The fact that God has established authorities, governments, in Romans 13:1, the authorities or the powers, the governments that are ordained of God. Whether it was Christian Emperor Constantine or wicked Nero, governments are ordained of God. And when we obey governments, we obey God. Now, when the last liberal president was installed in the United States of America, President Barack Obama, on the day after his inauguration, Christian conservatives across America got up the next morning and went to work and continued to pay their taxes. They did not take over the city centers of the large cosmopolitan sections of America. And for us to do or be a part of or condone anything like that would be hypocritical on our part now. We cannot do that. We must model. We must model what we say we believe. And God tells us that we are to submit to the authorities and the governments that are in place over us, whether we help to elect them or not.
Amen.
Paul tells the young preacher Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 1, he said to Timothy, I want you to pray for kings and for those that are in authority over you. And so if former Vice President Biden is our next president, it appears that he will be, I want to ask you to pray for him. And I mean really pray for him. Pray that God would, because he has many policies that are completely contrary to the revealed will of God. He is not about the sanctity of life. He's not about the sanctity of biblically instituted families, which are a reflection of our God. So pray that God would touch and tender his heart, and that his impact on us would not be as great as it could be. And that if he attempts to move in ungodly directions, that God would thwart and hinder him as he is able to do. It's easy to pray for the person who was our candidate. It's been easy to pray for someone who supported sanctity of life, traditional family values, and religious liberty, but the rubber hits the road when the person who takes office is not our candidate. You know, and I hear brothers say sarcastically, well, I'm going to pray what David prayed in the book of Psalms, wherefore let his days be few and his office be given to another. I understand the feeling, but unless providence intervenes, he's going to be there for at least 4 years. And let me say this. If he does well and he's successful, then we'll do well and we're successful. God can bless his people under rulers that do not follow the direction of God in their life. He has done it for 6,000 years. The Old Testament is full of those examples. So here is our opportunity to show that we are not hypocrites. We serve a God who remains on his throne. Now listen to me. Don't become bitter. This is the last thing I have to say. It's time for what we believe, for the rubber to hit the road. So I'm going to ask you, do you believe God's in charge? So don't become bitter. I've been very prayerful about the election, but it's not been upheaval, and I haven't been gnawing my fingernails off. I can tell you one of the things that's helped me with that, I haven't been watching the news channels 24 hours a day. Now, if you want to start gnawing your fingers, just get a good diet of that all day long. But you listen to me. God is sovereign over every square inch of this universe. He's ruling and reigning. And you can rest your head in peace with that tonight. Now, he may not be doing it the way you think he ought to be doing it. There are many things he doesn't do in my life the way I think that he ought to do. But he's right and he's good.
That's right. Amen.
His granddaddy used to say every time he preached from this pulpit, God is too good to do wrong and too wise to make a mistake. And we either believe that or we don't. And I'm asking you to submit to God's will in this matter and be a light to others round about you. And whenever there are Christians that are frustrated and upset and don't understand about the sovereignty of God and they're foaming at the mouth and you can't tell the difference between them foaming at the mouth and somebody on the left wing foaming at the mouth, you be a light to them. And tell them that's not what our Lord has directed us to do. Now, having said that, let me say this. I'm going to continue to speak out on biblical issues. Whenever they came to the Apostle Peter, the ruling elite of his day came to the Apostle Peter, the legal rulers came to him and said, you cannot preach the gospel. Peter said, now this is the one issue in which I will not submit to government. They came to the Apostle Peter and said, "Did not we straightway charge you that you should not speak in his name anymore?" And Peter looked at them and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man." And if the government ever comes between me and the government ever comes between you and you're doing God's revealed will in your life, that's the point at which we leave government direction. And great men and women across the ages have done that. It's probably a good time for everyone to read the biography Bonhoeffer by Metaxas. Right now would be a good time to do that. That's a good example of what that looks like. There can come a point with governments where they've crossed the line and we cannot do what they say do. If they tell me that I can no longer, from this pulpit, preach the truth about biblical-centric families and what that looks like and the sanctity of life, then I will do what I have to do and then do what they have to do. God bless you all. Christ is ruling and reigning. He has us in the palm of his hand. He has taken care of his people. The majority of the time his people have been on the face of the earth, it was under the hand of oppressive, wicked rulers, unfortunately. He was able to take care of them then. He'll take care of us now. Amen? Hadn't he take care of you this far in your life? You think he's going to quit now? I can tell you why he's not going to quit. He's not going to quit for Jesus' sake. It's not because you're being so good, but it's because Jesus was so good 2,000 years ago. He's committed to you at the level of the death of his son. Doesn't matter who's sitting in Washington, God is going to take care of you. I love you all.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you? He has said, "You who unto Jesus for refuge have fled."